Hi, everyone, and welcome back to 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. I am your host, Fran, and today's episode is all about helping momfluencers find creative, affordable ways to be a content creator without breaking the bank. I drank so much coffee today. Please don't judge me. I think I'm on my third coffee in like 4 hours. I just need to keep myself going. But anyhow, a quick disclaimer, any apps and tech mentioned on this episode, either I am using or have used in the past, I am not sponsored, affiliated by any of my recommendations. It's just apps that I really love to use. But before we dive into today's episode, I would like to take a moment and ask for your support. Make sure to hit that like button below and leave a comment. You can also subscribe to our podcast on Apple and Spotify to make sure you never miss an episode. So today I'm going to be responding to a listener question. So let's jump right into it. I am a mom of two and really want to start creating content, but I'm worried about finding the time and the right resources without breaking the bank. What was the first step you took to start your journey? And do you have any advice for moms like me who are just starting out? Okay, whew. That's a lot. I'm going to answer this question backwards. I do want to start with the first step I took to start my journey and what advice would I have for you, right? If you're just starting out. So when I first started my journey as a content creator, it was pretty overwhelming because there's so much information out there and it can be really expensive to get started if you don't really know where to look or to start. Especially if you're trying to balance, let's say, a family budget, it's tough. The first step I took was researching courses about creating content. Like for instance, on YouTube, you can always find a channel that is your source of inspiration. I know that seems like a duh comment, right? Like, yeah, of course, but it's like, you know, but then you don't know at the same time. But YouTube tutorials, there are tons of them on YouTube. There's tons of things about how to edit videos, finding the right equipment, and just so much more. Some of my favorite online educators on YouTube, one of them is It's Modern Millie. She has a ton of free resources on her channel and website on basically how to start, how to grow your personal brand and your social media. And a lot of her content is free. I think she has some courses that she offers, but most of it is free. And she was definitely a game changer for me. I really like her because her content actually pushed me to do it, to actually do it instead of just keep talking about it, keep thinking about it, keep dreaming about it, and constantly got used to her videos. And it was just like, hey, just do it, just do it, just do it. On a bigger scale, right, there are people like, for instance, Alex Hormozi. I hope I'm saying his last name right. He's a big time entrepreneur, author. I mean, this guy does everything. But to paint a better picture of what he looks like, okay, he always looks like he walked out of a superhero casting call. In all his videos, you can't stop looking at his muscles. It's so bizarre. His wife, Layla Hormozi, she's amazing. I find her so inspiring on Instagram. She does a lot of content and I love it because she's like a straight shooter. She's like the female version of Gary Vee. But you can find all of their interviews and content on YouTube. The crazy part about them is that they do a lot of free work. Like they give out the information for free. So I would definitely take a moment to look at that. Let's say you're looking into more cost-effective resources that won't break your bank, right? Not necessarily free. Masterclass is one that I use. I believe Masterclass is about $10 a month. I'm not sure though. That's when I signed up. But I would wait around the holidays for that if you're looking into their specials because I believe they had a buy one, get one free deal. You buy one membership and you get the second one free. One of my favorite takeaways from Masterclass was the instructors. And I have two specific, very specific favorite instructors. And one of them is Michael Lewis. He's the author of Moneyball. He's my number one top person that I love in Masterclass because he shared all of his personal strategies for like creating a routine, for instance, and how he organizes himself in a work setting. So for example, he talked about how he works with headphones and has a playlist of songs that he works with. at first I thought, well, that can't be right, right? Because I would feel super distracted working with headphones and music. But I said, you know what? I'm going to try it anyways. And guess what? It worked. So bizarre. So whenever I need to focus on work or be in a creative space, I have a playlist of movie scores. And it just gives me the creative space I need for content. My second favorite instructor is Kris Jenner. Super shocking, but her topic was about personal branding. And what impacted me the most about her class is that she has a class guide. That thing is like 40 pages long, but it covers everything from hashtags and sample text of what you should be sending to potential partners. And I found that to be incredibly valuable. So I would look into it. Now let's talk about connecting and growing, right? Like community engagement in general. That is free. I talk about this all the time, but local mom groups like Facebook groups, you can join Facebook groups in your area where other moms meet up. And remember, you have to stick with like-minded people like yourself. The only way that this would work is that you are integrated with a group of people. You guys can share the same ideas and kind of get support from each other. Facebook is free. They have Facebook groups. You can create your own community for free in the future. If your goal is to, let's say, in the future, inspire and help other momfluencers out there that are interested in learning from you, you can teach them how you did it, right? We all have a different story. We all have different ways of success, but I feel like they're all correct because it's up to you at this particular point. So look into it. Now let's talk about getting ideas for free. So there's tons of hidden gems in social media. Pinterest could be a good one. I use this site a lot to get a lot of ideas for my content, but for your content, you can find a lot of things in there to get more people, let's say, to visit your blog or your website. So for example, I follow this Mommy and Me matching outfits mom. She's amazing. But let's say, for example, that's your niche, right? You are going to do Mommy and Me matching outfits. Then you need 3 to 4 content pillars. Number one, fashion inspiration. Number two, seasonal trends. And number three, shopping guides. You have 3 content pillars and things you're going to be talking about. I will have another episode about content pillars and how to break them down. But essentially, you need 3 to 4 content pillars of what you're going to be covering in your platforms. But most importantly, the value that you can provide within those content pillars, because you might be thinking, yeah, that's great. I'm going to be doing tons of videos of Mommy and Me matching outfits, but I don't know what value I'm going to be providing because you want to. How about this? I'm going to riddle you this one. How about you provide free downloadable guides where, let's say, other moms can find the best matching outfits, budget-friendly options, let's say even boutique brands, even, okay, if you want to go a little bit more expensive and just want to spend a little bit more money. And this can even include affiliate links, discount codes, and any recommendations that you have. That's a great idea. So think about it in that sense. Like, you have to kind of break down your idea into small bite pieces. So that way you can kind of be like, oh, this is what I can work with. And you have tons of content just with that alone. The next thing would be Instagram Reels and TikTok. What better place than social media, okay, to go in there and find inspiration and basically find what I would say the white space in your niche, right? If we're going back to the Mommy and Me matching outfits example, your white space can be the concept of, let's say, matching options made from organic or recycled materials. Use social platforms to your advantage. Your idea already exists out there, and that's not meant to be a bad thing. It's just about what spice you're going to be adding into it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just find the gap where you can fit in. And that's the best advice that I can give you. Now let's talk about free and cost-effective tech solutions. So we have free editing apps, right? There are tons of them out there. But for instance, I use CapCut. It's free. It's a free editing app. You can even go a little bit more beyond and spend a little bit on CapCut Pro and have more features. But the free version is just fine. Okay, you can do shorts with it. You can even add captions to your shorts. Definitely CapCut. Highly recommend. Another app would be Photoshop Express. Photoshop Express is free, but they also, again, have a paid version. I use the paid version. I think it's like $39 a year. The free version includes, like, you know, if you want to do small editings to your photos and things like that. But I don't think I'm going to be paying for the paid version next year because I don't think there's any reason to. But I use Lightroom. Lightroom is amazing because they come with the free version, but you can also upload, let's say, other presets that you've bought from other sites. So I use wildpresets.com, WildePresets.com. And if you're like me, where you're like super obsessed with the same color palette photo in your socials, then they offer really good prices. Let's say, I think I paid $8 for my preset. It was like the Bohemian preset, but you get like 15 versions of that same preset. So it's $8 for the whole thing. So I think that's a pretty good deal. They have other types, like they have, like, you know, the nude preset, or they have pink preset, and, you know, etc. I'm not going to go into detail about podcasting equipment specifically, but there are some pretty cheap, good tools like microphones and tripods to basically improve your content. But you're probably going to have to spend some type of money on microphone, lighting, and cameras if you're trying to do, let's say, the video podcast, because that's very key right now. At the moment, I'm recording audio only because I'm getting ready to rebrand. But in the process of, even though I'm recording audio only, this is just to expedite the process. I'm also recording video, which are in the process of being edited right now, but it take a lot longer. But yes, I will do another episode about specific equipments that, specifically the ones that I use for podcasting, which I don't think it broke my bank. Like, I feel like it was pretty reasonable. And I had a really good friend, a photographer friend, who recommended me all of the softwares that I need. And that's what I ended up buying. I mean, I probably spent over $1,500 on everything, like including like my decorations, because I also reused a chair that I had for my, you know, for the podcast. And I reused a shelf that I had at home for the studio and things like that. But in general, yeah, you're probably going to spend some type of money. Just be ready for it if that's the space that you want to get into. I'll definitely do another episode about it. But in the meantime, you can use your smartphone. It's a good temporary solution, specifically momfluencers that want to reach your wide audience and do shorts and videos. Your phone is more than enough, for sure. But eventually, you may want to upgrade and things like that. So, but this is good enough for now. Okay, Sarah, so back to your first part of your question. You said, but I'm worried about finding the time. So finding the time, and I covered this on a previous episode where I basically talk about the importance of staying flexible and change your plans if needed. Only you know your schedule. And if you need to work on the weekends, let's say, you work on the weekends. If you need to get up earlier, you get up earlier. There's no trick or shortcut in momfluencing. It's just about whether you're willing to put in the work. That's it. I also covered mastering time management. Like, for instance, figuring out a routine that works for you. And let me be clear about this. Let me be very, very clear. Your family and friends will not understand what you're doing, and that's okay. They don't have to. Just be comfortable with doing what you need to do and just do it. Okay, because getting into momfluencing specifically, I still get questions about this all the time. There might be a lot of things that you're sacrificing, like time with your friends or family events and things like that. Just ask yourself, what am I going to be in 5 to 10 years? Like, what is your goal at the end? Whether that be, I want to monetize my content within the next 6 months, or in 5 years from now, I see myself making at least 100 grand per year on content doing this full time. Focus on that. That's your priority. Momfluencing is like starting a business. And like any business, if you don't put the time, it's going to fail within the first year. And this is the reason why I said in the first episode, I think it was, where you need to set realistic expectations for yourself. Because if you think it's just, oh, I'm going to set a tripod and hit record, you're in for a very disappointing ride. Because this momfluencing, although it's fun, exciting, and people are like, oh my God, you must be having the best time of your life, it's work. and you need a calendar to basically organize your content per month. Your calendar is going to look insane. It's going to be like record video 1, record video 2, record video 10, record video 100, and then edit, 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 and then post, post, post. Like, you have to have a consistent schedule, and that takes a lot of time. It's basically the job of 7 people, and you're the only employee in the company. So that's how it starts. But it's not impossible. You can do it. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to basically inspire other moms out there to do the same. Sarah, thank you so much for your question. I really do hope that this helped. For any of you who have any questions in the future or considerations about me doing a specific episode or talk about a specific topic, please email me. I will definitely put something together and answer any questions that you may have. But for now, this wraps up this episode for today. I really want to thank you all for listening. And if you want more free tips, I am working on a free workshop for momfluencers, and I will announce when that is ready, hopefully soon. But for now, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to my channel. I am both on Apple and Spotify. And again, thank you for listening, and until next time.